Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today, Luzerne County officials warn the public about a dangerous new drug combination that's led to an uptick in overdose deaths. And fishing regulations are eased at Lackawanna State Park while DCNR works on the dam. It's Wednesday, September 9th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with a different story from Luzerne County. When U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy visited Nanticoke a couple of weeks ago, he was there to talk about closed bridges. But as WVIA's Boris Krauchinyuk reports, Duffy also addressed Scranton's long-awaited passenger railroad project to New York City.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's recent visit to Nanticoke mostly centered on reopening two closed bridges as soon as possible. Congressman Rob Bresnahan showed Duffy around the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport a bit and highlighted other infrastructure, but the bridges dominated. And then Bresnahan casually dropped in a reference to another project he'd like to see happen.
With five interstate highways, northeastern Pennsylvania, and several municipal airports, freight rail throughout the district, and soon, we hope, passenger rail is back on track, northeastern Pennsylvania keeps this country moving.
Yes. The passenger train between Scranton and New York City. That long-awaited, long-delayed railroad project the State Department of Transportation is still studying toward reality. As if to emphasize the railroad, as Duffy spoke, a freight train blared its horn and roared through a nearby intersection.
So making sure we have bridge inspections in a timely manner.
It's planes, trains, and automobiles here.
We don't stop. Bridges and trains. Here we go. That was on cue. Thank you, guys.
Then, a reporter asked if Duffy would like to see the Scranton to New York City train happen. Duffy declined to say yes, but he didn't say no either.
Well, I would love to see a lot of rail projects happen. But it goes back to my other point. I have to make investments in the best projects possible that are going to move, you know, people. And I'd love it if this project rated there.
So there you have it. Another definite maybe. Reporting from Nanticoke, I'm Boris Krauchinyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find the full story at WVIA.org. Now we'll head to the county courthouse. Luzerne County officials held a press conference on Tuesday morning to discuss the uptick in the county's overdose deaths. Even as overdose deaths overall have been down this year, they say there's a trend in deaths linked to a dangerous new drug combination on Luzerne County streets. WVIA's Lydia McFarland reports from the courthouse.
12 of this year's 35 overdose deaths in Luzerne County were due to a mix of cocaine and fentanyl, and all 12 happened in the last 3 months. Sam Sanguadulce is Luzerne County's district attorney. He says there's an increase in the use of powder cocaine locally.
Largely thought to be a party drug and experimented with, thinking that you won't die of an overdose from taking that drug. When it's mixed with fentanyl, it obviously becomes immediately a potential death situation.
His office is working with local, state, and federal partners to investigate the source. He says the fentanyl-contaminated cocaine has been concentrated in the central and northern parts of the county, but that everyone should use caution.
Doesn't mean because you're in Hazleton buying drugs that you're safe. Obviously, to get into a car, the cocaine was not originated here in Luzerne County. It came from major cities. It could just as easily travel anywhere.
County officials warned residents that what's on the street right now is not safe. Dion Fernandez is the Luzerne County coroner.
Of course, the safest choice is not to use illegal drugs. However, if someone chooses to use, there are precautions and different things you can use to make sure your drugs are safe.
The county encourages the use of Narcan and test strips for fentanyl, xylazine, and ketamine, all of which can be located through the Luzerne and Wyoming County's Drug and Alcohol Program. In Wilkes-Barre, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now here's some interesting news if you're trying to get some more fishing in this year. The Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources is drawing down the lake at Lackawanna State Park to work on the dam. Because of the work, some fishing restrictions are removed at the lake. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more.
Anglers can fish to their heart's content.
You still have to have a fishing license. You still have to fish using legal methods, but you can keep whatever you catch.
That's Mike Parker from the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. DCNR says the 69-foot-high, 350-foot-long embankment on the south branch of the Tunkhannock Creek is a high hazard. DCNR says the project will ensure long-term dam safety, protect water quality, and support ongoing recreation for visitors. Parker says Fish and Boat will not stock the lake this fall for trout. Lackawanna Lake, as it's known, does have a naturally reproducing population of warm water fish like bass, catfish, and other species. Because of the tight timeline for the project, Parker says there is no fish salvage associated with the drawdown. Some fish will find areas to congregate or make their way downstream. Some will perish.
It's one of those issues where, you know, it is somewhat of a wait and see.
DCNR says shoreline fishing access will not be restricted during the early stages of the drawdown, but conditions will be assessed to ensure angler safety. Parker says the commission hopes the anglers can make good use of the many fish they can now catch from the lake. Reporting from Lackawanna State Park, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. All right, one last thing for the day. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In an area of Pennsylvania now known as the Pennsylvania Wilds, you can find a land of giants. Giant trees, that is, so old they're referred to as the ancients. Cook Forest State Park's Forest Cathedral is what's called an old growth forest, a land of very old and massive white pine and hemlock trees, some of the tallest in the entire Northeast. It's estimated the Forest Cathedral covers nearly 450 acres, more than 300 of which is old growth forest, now registered as a national natural landmark. The state park has activities such as hiking, canoeing, picnicking, and tubing along the Clarion River. If you're there for more than spending some time among the ancients, you can also find the park's fire tower, built in 1929 but no longer in operation, which offers a spectacular view of the Clarion River Valley. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, if you want to stay up to date, subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.